I will present here daily a definition regarding Catholic doctrine, taken from the Dictionary of Dogmatic Theology by Monsignors Pietro Parente, Antonio Piolanti, and Salvatore Garofalo. Today's word is apostolicity. Apostolicity, the fourth and last characterizing mark or property which the Nicene Constantinople Creed attributes to the true Church of Christ. Like the other three marks of the Church, it issues from the intimate nature of the Church itself. Since the Church is humanity organized socially in Christ, that is, hierarchically in Peter and the College of the Twelve, apostolicity is the backbone of its constitution, the guarantee of its continuity, and the condition of its fruitfulness. Holy Scripture attests that Christ established his Church on the rock of Peter and the foundation of the apostles. For example, Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, Revelation chapter 21, verse 14. And the history of the nascent Church, narrated in the Acts, shows us the apostles at work, preaching a doctrine transmitted by the Master, applying the means of salvation instituted by him, and exercising the authority derived from him. They then appoint successors for themselves with the same aims and purposes of teaching, sanctifying, and governing. Apostolicity implies, therefore, a legitimate continuity of succession to the chair occupied by Peter in the Apostolic College, with the keeping of the same doctrine, of the same sacraments, and the same authority. We may imagine it as the uninterrupted relay of the popes, successors of Peter, and of the bishops, successors of the apostles, transmitting each to the next one throughout the ages the torch of the same faith, the chalice of the same blood of Christ, the pastoral rod of the same authority. As Cardinal Capicciolatro says, quote, "Like the first branches of a tree do not die, but renew themselves and extend themselves, spreading their vital force into the new part, so it is in the Church through the succession of the pastors, bishops. In it, the episcopacy renews itself from time to time, but only by diffusion and prolongation of the apostolic life. The apostolicity of the Church is not for us, therefore, a remote or a passing fact, but something ever-present, because today, too, the life of the Church comes from Christ into the apostles, from the apostles into their legitimate successors, and from them into us." End quote. A distinction is made between formal apostolicity, described above, and material apostolicity. This last means apostolic origin, but with a lack of legitimate continuity, insofar as it is separated from Peter living in the Roman pontiff, to whom the bishops are subject, just as the apostles in their time were to Peter. The schismatic Oriental Church, styled the Orthodox Church, has only material apostolicity.